What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as you're already well aware, the the PC people say I'm not supposed to say that anymore. Okay. But corporate media has been dishing out not just the Russophobia, but Putinophobia as hard as they can. They're just trying to sell the American people on the idea that Russia's bad. We're back in the days of the Cold War, and you're just going to have to learn how to do without things like food and housing so that the war machine can be ready to defend us from the evil Russians. And we went through this back during the 50s and 60s, and except for the near miss over the Cuban Missile Crisis, war between the Soviet Union and the United States never happened. But they're starting to really come out with this Putinophobia. They're trying to sell the idea that he is Jack the Ripper, Stalin, Adolf Hitler, and Pol Pot, and the Wolfman all rolled into one. Putin gets blamed for everything. Putin is behind the rigged polls. Putin is behind syringes that go astray. Putin is behind vaccines that don't work. Putin is behind solar flares, air pollution. Putin is causing global warming, so forth and so on. And basically, it's Putin the bogeyman, Putin the bad, over and over and over again. So, over in France, on France 2, which is a state organization, they came on out broadcasting a completely fake report on the holidays of the Russian president. And they basically had a picture of Vladimir Putin with posing in front of a tiger on the ground, just lying on the ground, and said, you know, Putin, he tiger hunting in Siberia. And as it turns out, the images are from 10 years ago. And it had nothing to do with a holiday or a tiger hunt. It was when Putin reintroduced the animal into northern Siberia as part of the Tiger of Love program. In other words, trying to repopulate the species. But they'll grab any picture and just put a comment on it and try and sell you on the idea. In fact, down in Nicaragua, the media is showing this picture claiming it's this huge anti-government protest, and it turned out the actual picture was a pro-government rally. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. James in Charlotte, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Something I don't know if you had happened to come across this or not, and you're interested, I can send it to you. Just 4 years and a few days ago, on July 31st, 2014, to be exact, the Washington Post had a editorial calling for John Brennan, calling for Obama to fire John Brennan because of the fact that he had hacked into the Senate Intelligence Committee's secure computer system and scanned documents and emails and then lied about it for nearly 3 months before he was finally forced to admit that he had done it. And they're quite adamant that that he should be fired. And now here we are 4 years later. And people who religiously read and go by the what the Washington Post says are now defending Brennan.
Yeah, and it's amazing because a lot of those people that Brennan spied on, and by the way, they spied on that Senate committee because it was investigating the CIA. And a lot of those people that were being spied on by Brennan are now defending him. So, again, apparently this Trump derangement syndrome carries with it a certain amnesiac aspect where people forget all the bad things that have been done to him, you know, in the past, and or it doesn't really matter. We just got to get Trump. We got to get Trump. We got to get Trump.
Yeah. Now, I can send you that editorial, or you can easily find it if you want to post it.
I'm sure I can find it, and I do remember that that incident. That was outrageous behavior by the CIA, and it does indicate that the CIA is out of control, and it's rogue, and it doesn't consider itself answerable to Congress.
Yeah. Oh, another thing I happen to recall, Rand Paul in an interview mentioned a couple of other things that where Brennan was a bit loose-lipped in letting some classified information out that put a couple of CIA field agents in jeopardy.
Yes.
So he was pretty sloppy. He was not at all competent in his job.
Well, you know, the Peter Principle applies to government as well as to any other, you know, large hierarchical organization. Everybody gets promoted to their level of incompetency.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had. I thought you might find that article interesting, and probably some of the listeners might want to take a look at it.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, over in Ukraine, they're preparing a draft of a new law that will basically ban all railroad communications with Russia. In other words, they want to basically just block the tracks, no more trains going back and forth from anywhere in Ukraine to anywhere in Russia. And this looks like a tantrum being thrown over Russia's new bridge to Crimea and the launch of that new ferry service between Crimea and Turkey. So Ukraine is going the opposite direction of Korea. The Koreas are restarting their roads and railroad lines across the DMZ. By the way, something a lot of people may not understand, Theresa May is out there at the forefront saying, yes, we've got to have war, we've got to do this, we've got to go bomb Syria, we've got to do the rest of it. You need to pay attention to her husband, Philip May. He's a banker and pension fund expert. He's a senior executive at Capital Group, which is a U.S. investment company controlling $1.4 trillion in assets. And Capital Group proudly proclaimed they are significant shareholders in weapons manufacturer Lockheed Martin and are the largest shareholders in BAE Systems. And these are companies that are world leaders when it comes to profiting from death and destruction. So that explains at least part of Teresa's militarism. You know, we got to bomb somebody today. My husband needs to make more money. Speaking of the CIA, there's a report in Foreign Policy that reveals that up to 30, that's 30, CIA agents and assets working in China were identified and executed by Chinese counterintelligence over a two-year period after the CIA's encrypted communication system was infiltrated. Now, what appears to have happened is that the CIA had imported the encrypted communication system from the Middle East, where the online environment is less hazardous, and apparently they underestimated China's ability to penetrate it. Maybe CIA should have used my 10,000 monkeys code. But apparently this is being seen as one of the CIA's worst failures ever. So getting back to Korea, as I mentioned before, they're rejoining their railroads and their roads. North Korea is now pressing a demand for a formal end of the Korean War amid talk of yet another visit by Mike Pompeo. South Korea is proposing broader economic cooperation with the North. I think I called this one correctly. They're going to rush to reunification. And after that, North Korea won't need nuclear weapons. Korean War will be over. And that will be another U.S. foreign policy failure. America's leaders like to go around, we've never lost a war, we've never lost a war. Well, we've certainly lost in Vietnam, and we certainly didn't win in Korea. We appear to be losing in Syria, and we're not doing all that well in Iraq and Afghanistan, which is what makes getting ready to start yet another war in Iran problematic, in my opinion here. Apparently down in East Jerusalem, Israel bulldozers have demolished yet another Palestinian residential building in the neighborhood of Isawaya and just knocked it down, went on in, said, you're out of here. Now remember, this is East Jerusalem, which is not officially part of Israel. And under international law, what Israel is doing is illegal. But Israel is never held to account. Now, here's an article that came out of Zero Hedge, and it's echoing something that I mentioned a while back about how America's approach to foreign policy is getting more and more bullying and threatening. And so this article is called America the Punitive. And it says, there's been this dramatic shift in how the United States government carries out its business internationally. Now, Washington has always had a tendency to employ some force to get what it wants, especially since 9/11. But it used to recognize other countries had legitimate interest and accepted there was a place for diplomacy to resolve issues short of armed conflict. But that seems to have gone away. And I think the reason the diplomacy is fading away outside of just the war hawks being war hawks, what have we got to negotiate with? Our manufacturing has been in decline for 30 years. We're not making products the rest of the world wants to buy. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And now other countries don't want to even use our U.S. dollar anymore. The U.S. doesn't have much left to negotiate with. So what do? They rattle the sabers and they brandish the swords and they make threats. If you are like me, especially if you're an aviation buff, and as I've mentioned many times before, I don't play computer games with the exception of flight simulators. We all love the Blue Angels. And once a year, they do come out here to Hawaii, and Claire and I have made a point of going on down to see them. Boy, there's a lot of sirens out there. Something's going on down the bottom of the hill. Anyway, the Blue Angels are getting an upgrade to their aircraft. They're moving from the F-18 Hornet to the Super Hornets. And they decided to take a pass on the F-35, which I think was a smart thing to do. And it was time for them to get out of those Hornets because they've been out of production for so long. Parts are hard to find. I saw this documentary on the Blue Angels about how the ground crews had to scramble to keep those aircraft in the air. So they're going to get Super Hornets and go on flying. And they are fun to watch. And I understand they're up there to recruit people to the Navy. But they're still fun to watch. And I'm opposed to war, but some of the toys they have are pretty cool. All right, so today was the day that over 300 media outlets, 343 to be precise, joined this Boston Globe campaign and published editorials denouncing Trump's war on the free press, which is not what Trump is about. He's not fighting against a free press. He's fighting against a lying press. And the Twitter response has been that these 343 media outlets with this coordinated campaign to smear the president just proved that Trump is right. It proved that the corporate media is out to get him. And the corporate media is just screaming over Trump's calling them the enemy of the people. Well, if you're lying to us, you are not our friends. And that really is what it comes down to. Nobody likes a liar. Meanwhile, the Senate on Thursday went on record declaring that the press is not the enemy of the people. Well, by golly, that settles it then. End of that debate. If the senators are saying it, it must be true. A little bit of good news coming out of Judicial Watch. After a Herculean effort through the court system, against a government that is stonewalling as hard as they can. Judicial Watch uncovered five more Clinton emails from her private email server containing classified information. And Judicial Watch is calling on Jeff Sessions to order a new criminal investigation, which Sessions isn't going to do because he's just as corrupt as his predecessor. And I agree with those who are saying Trump ought to fire him. Trump needs to fire all these top people in Department of Justice and FBI, and he needs to bring in real outsiders, people from outside the Beltway who are not tangled up in all this corruption. That's what Trump needs to do, and he needed to do it 10 months ago. Now, another story, this one's coming out of sarahcarter.com. Apparently, the Bruce Orr texts and emails are revealing that Christopher Steele, while he was writing that bogus dossier, maintained deep ties to the Obama Department of Justice and the FBI. And apparently, one of the emails is saying that Obama wanted to hear everything that was going on. So now we know that this bogus Russian dossier scandal goes all the way up to the top, to Obama himself. Speaking of Brennan, he's still on the warpath over losing his security clearance, and he wrote an op-ed over at the New York Slimes, basically saying that, there's absolutely no question that Trump was colluding with Russia, and I will not be silenced, and all this other bellicosity that was coming out of him. Okay, show us the proof that Trump and Russia colluded, because Mueller has had 18 months and millions of dollars, and he's come up with zip, zero, nada, nothing. Now, over on the Hannity program, Mark Levin came on out and said Trump should pull more security clearances, and he's absolutely right. There's no reason for these people to have these clearances when they are no longer in government service. If they get hired back, you can reissue the clearance. They've already gone through the background checks. And I still want to know if Hillary Clinton still has her security clearance and why she's not on the list of people being considered to have that security clearance revoked. Because according to former FBI Director James Comey, she's very careless with classified information. She didn't mean to do wrong. She's just careless. Well, being careless with classified information is still a Title 18 violation. Now, a Pentagon whistleblower who basically complained about questionable government contracts with both FBI informant Stephen Halper and a company headed by Chelsea Clinton's best friend has been stripped of his security clearance. And apparently, when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she set up meetings for this company headed by Chelsea Clinton's best friend. So, see, they are taking away security clearances here. Speaking of whistleblowers, another whistleblower has come forward saying that the IRS has been tipping off members of Congress to corporate takeovers so the elected officials could then profit from the insider trading. And the whistleblower is saying that higher level employees of the IRS are also using that information to enrich themselves. That's insider trading. Now, this article is saying up until a few years ago, members of Congress were allowed to trade stock based on information they got while performing their public duties. No, they weren't. Insider trading is insider trading. All right. Donald Trump wants Jeff Sessions to arrest Omarosa. Trump, she's had her 15 minutes of fame. Don't swing at the mud balls on this one. Just let it go. I mean, you're already suing her for violating her non-disclosure agreement. We'll be right back after these few words. Oh, yeah.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, apparently in Washington, D.C., the scandal surrounding the FBI is about to break through the dam, as it were. And I'm sure the government is looking out into the heartland and realizing the American people are very upset about this and should be upset about it. This is probably the biggest scandal to hit the FBI since COINTELPRO. And now even Lindsey Graham is saying there needs to be a second special counsel to investigate the FBI. That is a significant development. So we're looking at Russiagate, and it was just about a year ago that Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity published its report on the intrusions into the Democratic Party's mail servers and basically said, it was a leak, not a hack, because of the metadata on the files. They could not have been taken out over the internet at that rate of speed. They were copied to a USB device and simply walked out of the building. And nobody to date has been able to discredit that conclusion. And yet, what do we get from the corporate media, not to mention the Democrats? Russia did it. Russia hacking. Russia's to blame for everything. We have a new tropical storm bearing down on our island right now. I'm sure Russia's behind that with their secret weather weapons here. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez delivered remarks to supporters at an indoor Latin mall in Atlanta, Georgia this week. Nine people showed up. So I'm sure they're going to get out the vote among the illegals and the dead people. And apparently the Democrats' lead on the November election has dropped again, leaving the two parties tied. And the Democratic poll numbers are still trending down. The trend is my friend. And what's at stake here, and this is why everybody needs to get on out and vote, not so much for the GOP, but against the Democrats. If they seize control of the House of Representatives, they will immediately shut down all of these investigations into the Department of Justice, into the Clinton Foundation, into the FBI, all of it. They'll just shut it all down. They'll launch a whole bunch of new, completely bogus investigations against Donald Trump, and they will try and impeach him, even though they don't actually have an impeachable offense. That is what is at stake. Now, you remember back when Donald Trump announced he wanted to have a military parade like they have in other countries like, well, Russia and China and everything. And the estimate for the parade is now at $92 million, which is $80 million more than the earlier estimate. And as a result, this idea of a parade has now been canceled. And Trump is basically blaming the local Washington, D.C. lawmakers for these ballooning costs that led to the cancellation. So poor Donald does not get his parade. I don't think it's a good image for America. I mean, the world knows we're a warmongering, war-making country. But a military parade, that's generally a sign that, yeah, you've gone on over. We're a warrior society. We're coming to get you. Over at CNN, Chris Cuomo has announced CNN refuses to condemn political violence against anyone it defines as bigots. He's saying Antifa's violence against bigots is the right thing to do. And he's basically declaring open season on all Trump supporters, conservatives in general. We're getting into a very, very dangerous situation here where corporate media is inciting this. Now, I didn't see Chris Cuomo's report on this for myself. I just heard about it because I was too busy watching SpongeBob SquarePants. All righty, we're coming up here on another commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We're going to take that call as soon as we come back after these words from our sponsors. And we are half an hour away from the lovely Lady Claire. So we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And interestingly enough, this story just now came in. CNN has now sued the government for the names and home addresses of the Manafort jurors. Now, that's a very alarming development. Remember, the jurors ended their first day of deliberation without reaching any verdicts. And they sent some messages to the judge, including a clarification on what reasonable doubt means, which would signal that maybe they're not thinking of convicting, or at least not on all the charges. Now, if Manafort were to be acquitted, it would be a huge embarrassment to the deep state and to the corporate media, which basically has been treating him like he's guilty, guilty, guilty. So for CNN to try and sue the government for these names and home addresses, the judge has to turn it down. It opens these jurors up to harassment. You know, after the trial is over and the verdict has been rendered, it's appropriate for CNN to interview them. Anyway, we're going to take a phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha to you both. And a big
shout
out to us. And a big shout out to Claire. Hey, gal. I have a thought for you. You mentioned about that Trump was supposed to have done a lot of house cleaning back about 10 months ago, as it were. Even though there's a lot of shenanigans going on where people are not getting their security clearance revoked or whatever have you, wasn't back when he did a photo op making a comment about a big storm was coming and so forth, which was shortly after he got into office, for that matter. I could be wrong about that because I know it was definitely more than 10 months ago, for that matter. But the question here is that who is actually behind a lot of the non-security revocations, for that matter, the high security clearance for the various individuals, and two, who's handling the purse strings of said people? Because question is, what is Pence doing behind the scenes? Is he behind all this? Is he pulling purse strings? Is he pulling some shenanigans and so forth to make sure various individuals keep theirs, for that matter, for who knows what purpose? Because it seems like a lot of garbage is going on behind Trump's back, that he's being told, well, this is great, this is fine, this is being done, and you're going to look great, and so forth and so on, patting his ego or stroking his ego, for that matter. And so, as a result, Pence is basically getting away with murder, not dissimilar to Darth Cheney during the Trump Jr.'s tenure, for that matter, first and second terms, for that matter. And so the question is, who's kidding who? Who's doing the cord pulling and the money doling out and so forth ad nauseam? That this stuff is still lingering on, for that matter. I mean, you can quote this section, that section of government terminology and so forth, but unless they actually go and start doing stuff and not just taking the words for by the staff, given staff members or whoever, NSA, you name it, FBI, ad nauseum as far as alphabet soup goes, it's just getting absurd and ridiculous, and so until things actually start happening... Are you kidding me? I wouldn't trust this guy with my grandmother.
Well, don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel. Let's sort of simplify things down here. I've been saying that probably one of the reasons that these people all want to maintain their security clearances is they have access to information, which they can then leak to the media. But the other aspect we need to look at is that these people appear to all be part of that core of the deep state, and they need to maintain that access to classified information so that they can basically keep an eye on what the Trump administration may be planning on doing to deal with the deep state. And I think that really is why Brennan has just gone so ballistic on this, because he's now cut off from being able to find out what Trump is planning on doing. And that's made him very upset. As far as who's doing it, we know that Trump was the one who initiated the idea of pulling the security clearances. And from then on, it's just a process there's already a mechanism in place to revoke a security clearance, as we reported with that story about the whistleblower. So it's just a phone call. There's not a lot of money involved in it. But as far as what the people involved in the scandals at FBI and Department of Justice are concerned, they got a lot of money. They don't need a lot of outside money coming in. They simply divert funds from other areas to fund whatever it is they're doing. Or, as was the case in the Christopher Steele dossier, they get other people to pay it, like the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. It's a very complex, dark web, probably like the Gordian knot. And ultimately, Trump is going to have to use Alexander the Great's solution to deal with that Gordian knot of corruption in Washington, D.C., I think.
Then remains the question, what is Pence's position in all this whole fiasco? And what is he doing behind the scenes?
I think he's just in a holding pattern because, you know, he obviously knows that if Trump is taken down, he gets to be the president. And right now, I think he's mostly concerned with not making himself a target. Because there are actually Democrats in Congress who are saying that both Trump and Pence ought to be impeached together. Now, Pence hasn't done anything. There are still people out there who are insisting that Trump and Pence ought to be taken out of the White House and Hillary Clinton still put in. I mean, that's how ridiculous the situation is getting. But well, I think I'll Pence is just keeping a low profile. I mean, he did have a high profile for like the first year of the administration. But I think right now he's just sort of staying in the background and he's staying out of the spotlight, mostly because he wants to preserve his chances of being the president if Trump is taken down.
And he's just as low a snake as anybody else is in D.C. Okay, with
that's
that,
true. I think you just insulted snakes. All right, I think you just insulted snakes. Let's switch to Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Michael. It just occurred to me it's Cow Hunter Friday.
Yes. It's also Statehood Day here in Hawaii.
It's what day?
It's Statehood Day here in Hawaii, the day when the U.S. government stole this place.
I'm familiar with the story. You know, I used to work for a shipping company running over there. So on Friday was Pau Hana Day, and that meant work finish. So you just let the guys go. The necessary work is done. Yeah, I caught that thing. they had the U.S. Marines on those ships out in the harbor, and the business guys told them, just go seize the palace, bypassing Congress like they would normally do. Anyway, what I was calling about, I just learned that, I don't know if you ever listened to Guns and Butter, Bonnie Faulkner on KPFA out of Berkeley.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. That was the first place where I started hearing 911 Truth. And she's been there for 10, 12 years now, maybe. And they just booted her off just today or yesterday, no more shows, because she played an interview with Alan Zabrowski. You know, talking about Zionists, and end of story, she's gone. Yeah, amazing. So I thought, you know, they've joined that Ministry of Truth along with Facebook and YouTube. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
Michael.
I mean, the liberals in general have just declared war on conservatives, and my concern is it could actually break out into a real war when you have even the corporate media saying that violence by Antifa and Black Lives Matter is now acceptable. Okay, Scott, you there? Oh, I guess he hung up. All right, so let's get to the economic news here. A lot of foreign investors, a lot of foreign governments are starting to dump their U.S. treasuries, and it's causing a bit of a problem. But because of Trump's budget, especially the military budget, the U.S. government has run up another $1.36 trillion of brand new national debt over the past 12 months. And people are starting to wonder who's actually buying this, because it doesn't really look like a good investment anymore. Russia is getting rid of their treasury holdings. They've really slashed them. And it looks like, well, let me give you the rundown about where the debt is going. Ireland has $300 billion of U.S. debt. Brazil has $300 billion. The City of London, $274 billion. Switzerland, $236 billion. They've basically been spreading it around a lot. But the issue here is that it's not looking like a good investment anymore. There's a treasury bond bubble out there. Now, the treasury bonds are basically a pledge by the United States government to tax future generations of Americans to take money away from them and give them absolutely nothing in return and give that money to the holder of the treasury bond. And that is how the ultra-rich get richer at your expense, courtesy of the Federal Reserve. But they're having trouble selling these treasury bonds. Now, the Federal Reserve has bought a huge number of them. They're one of the major holders of treasury bonds. It's easy for them to do. They just print up new money and they buy the treasury bonds here. But according to this article over in Blacklisted News, the U.S. government is out there saying that they need more domestic bond buyers, that they need more Americans to start buying these bonds to try and deal with keeping the government financed. And if you're old enough to remember the wars, you will understand that bond drives were used to finance the war. So this is a very worrisome development here. Uncle Sam wants you to buy bonds. report by Economic Policy Institute is showing that top managers of corporations are getting higher compensation every year. In fact, it's surging dramatically, while ordinary workers are getting no significant pay raise. All the gains in productivity and efficiency are going to those top managers. It was like I was saying to that caller earlier in the show. They know they can't save the economy. They're just going to get what they can get while the getting is good, and then they're going to head for the door. Now, U.S.-based payday loan giants Curo, Quickquid, and LendingStream operate in Britain, but they're based here in the United States. They're in legal trouble, and they're looking at a major scandal. They're accused of mis-selling loans to up to a million Britons. Now, paydayrefunds.co.uk are preparing legal action against Quickquid, Curo, and LendingStream after the U.S. payday lending giants have so far refused to disclose information on customers who could be due tens of millions of pounds back in compensation. Now, these payday loans are a perfect example of vulture capitalism. You get a population, you know, mired in debt, struggling paycheck to paycheck, and then you make money off of that. It's legalized loan sharking is what it is when you look at the usurious interest rates on these payday loans. Loan sharking used to be illegal in this country, but here you go. Near Pittsburgh, there's this apartment complex, and the owners wanted to take out a mortgage on the building. And in order to get the mortgage, which was a $45.8 million loan, they had to make the building look like it was fully occupied, like it was generating rental income. And so they went into the vacant units. They turned on radios. They put shoes and doormats outside the doors. In one instance, they literally hired people to stand inside the door. And when the mortgage company inspectors came to look inside, she said, well, you know, my boyfriend is asleep inside. And so they got this $45.8 million loan, which was then wrapped into mortgage securities and sold to investors. Here we go again, another mortgage-backed security fraud. And it's even starting with a fraud. They falsified the income from these commercial properties. The mortgage is going to default unless there's a sudden miracle and they fill up the building. So now Baghdad is very unhappy with the United States over the United States sanctions with Iran. And that might sound a little odd when you realize it wasn't all that long ago that Iran and Iraq were at war with each other, instigated by the United States. But the problem here is that Iraq and Iran share a very large common border over which a great deal of trade has been taking place as Iraq rebuilds from the U.S. war. And because of the U.S. sanctions on Iran, that is now shutting down. So Iraq is saying they will abide with the sanctions only for dollar transactions. They're going to start using their national currencies. I keep saying it over and over again. All these sanctions are doing is isolating the United States politically and economically. Story out of awarenessjunkie.com. I like that name. Chronic homelessness in one of the world's richest countries. The United States is still one of the wealthiest countries on earth. It's the wealthiest country in North America. But all that wealth is focused at the very, very top in the pockets of the billionaires. And we have a massive hunger and homeless problem all across the country. And like everything else, it's being taken advantage of. New York City is spending more on its Department of Homeless Services than it does on its fire department or its Department of Health. And yet the homeless problem is getting worse. Basically, the $2.06 billion on homeless services, there are 61,000 homeless people in the city. That is basically $33,000 per homeless person. Now, for that chunk of money, you should be able to get them off the streets and into an apartment and try and find some gainful employment. But the money just seems to be going in there and not coming out, certainly not to the homeless. Right now, New York City has more homeless people than any other city in the United States of America. Now, Tesla's in trouble. Even Fox News was running a story about that. Apparently, Elon Musk gave out an interview to the New York Times where he basically said he's ready for somebody else to take over his job. He admitted he needs Ambien to sleep. Friends are worrying about his health. So it looks like Elon Musk is in trouble there. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I see that a lot of independent media outlets are equally outraged over this CNN attempt to get the names and home addresses of the Manafort jurors. And apparently, the judge in the case announced in court he has been threatened. He is receiving threats. So This country is getting so, so, so ugly. Okay, over in Italy, far-left anarchist extremists have taken credit for the bombing of an office of the populist Lega Party, and police found and disarmed a second explosive device. This is the party of Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, who, of course, is anti-open borders and a Eurosceptic. And he commented, they try to stop us, but violent delinquents do not scare us. Let's go forward stronger than before. I am alarmed by this normalization of violent behavior as political debate. Over in Austria, their populist interior minister, Herbert Kickl, is floating the idea of charging radical Islamic adherents if they advocate for Sharia law over the constitutional law of Austria. And that's been a big problem all over Europe, where all these refugees are pouring on in and saying, well, we're here now. We demand Sharia law. Forget about the law that all of you people had for yourselves. We demand this. And it's caused a great deal of friction, and partly because of how strict it is. It's antagonistic to women, and basically promotes a fascist worldview. And again, when you are visiting a foreign country or you're emigrating to a foreign country, you integrate. That's just the courteous and respectful thing to do. And I keep going back to that quote by Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah, you're welcome to come here, but we speak one language, English. We have one flag, the American flag. Apparently, Germans were shouting, get lost, at Angela Merkel. She was visiting Dresden. They were protesting her open borders policy as well. Meanwhile, in London, Sadiq Khan's utopia is crumbling as Londinistan becomes a third world gang war zone. And there was this horrible, horrible story about this knife attack. There's a lot of knife attacks going on in London right now. And this teenage boy was literally disemboweled on the street. And three others were hurt in this rampage. The police have arrested six suspects who appear to be African refugees. Now, Ambrose Evans Pritchard is a journalist, old school, a lot of respect for him. He has penned an article saying that Brexit is dead, that the Remainers, the Soros people, will never let it happen, that whatever it takes to kill it, it will be killed. All right, we got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.